Greetings. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 31 of the Legacy Drawing Board. The podcast quest and experience that wants you to build a stronger, more meaningful legacy by embracing good design principles. I'm your host, Ron Fong. This podcast is based on three pillars. The first, the purpose, to meet the perpetual need for leadership that calls us to edify each other by building enduring relationships. The second, the mission, to introduce you into the world of design and have you see yourself as an artist. And finally, the vision, to increase the number of storytellers in the world and to increase the resonance of each story. For those of you who have been kind enough to listen to previous episodes, I hope they have been worth your time. I hope that they have helped you in terms of discovering your purpose, making a stronger commitment to your mission, and helping you clarify your vision. If they have, please send me a note. My email is rfong@truenorthshepherding.com. And by doing that, what you're doing is that you're sharing your story and you're increasing the resonance of the story. Today, I'm going to talk about courage. We tend to think of courage as a singular act. And that singular act we associate with martyrs, people who are willing to give up their life for their cause, their faith. And that is one example of courage, but we should not limit ourselves to that definition. But we do, because it's very popular, and we have some very memorable quotes that kind of reinforce that limitation. We think about Patrick Henry with "Give me liberty or give me death," and with Nathan Hale, which he may or may not have said, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." These are very dramatic, very powerful. But if we limit ourselves to that, then we do ourselves an injustice, because courage is not a singular act. Courage is a process. And to support that perspective, I'm going to quote Maya Angelou. "Courage is the most important of all virtues. Because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently. You can practice any virtue erratically, but nothing consistently without courage." Think about what she is saying. In essence, courage is the building block virtue for other virtues. That we can't have other virtues until we first establish courage. And we tend to think of courage as the absence of fear. And that's not courage. We will all be fearful because that's human nature. Think of the times in which perhaps you had to speak publicly and you don't like that. Your throat gets dry, your palms get sweaty, your heart starts racing. Or think about other times in which you might be in physical danger and you know that you may have to escalate it, that it takes courage to do that, to stand up what is right. But these are processes of courage. And with these processes is that it's an ongoing development. It's not a one and done. You don't have a single act of courage and that's it. So when we talk about courage as the building block for other virtues, is that virtues tend to counter sins. And I talked about this in Season 2, Episode 9, when I talked about the deadly sins of wrath, envy, and pride. The corresponding countermeasures to those, the corresponding virtues are patience, good works, and humbleness. And what these all have is that when we have wrath, envy, and pride, we give in to the crowd. Because that's what popular culture says, is that it's a dog-eat-dog world. You have to get your pound of flesh. The person who dies with the most toys wins. Money cures everything. Or you're prideful. You're not going to say you're sorry. You're always going to have the last word. So these are things that are ingrained in a very competitive world and in terms of one-upsmanship. And it's easy to go along with the crowd. Because then there's really, but when you think about it, is that when you go along with the crowd, you're really participating the tyranny of the majority. And just because something is popular doesn't mean it's right. And that's why it's so important for your legacy that you identify your true north, because the true north will guide you during these tough times. It won't always direct you to the most popular crowds. It won't put you on maybe the popular sides of issues. But it's one of those things where after you look for it, you realize this is what I need to stay with because this will help guide me through. And in terms of, you know, when Maya Angelou talks about practicing virtue consistently, that's what the true north does. There's that consistency there, that constant there that'll help guide you. So to practice virtues, other virtues consistently and not erratically, is that you need to have courage. And the courage of patience, the virtues of patience, goodness, and humility or humbleness. And you think about this is that we often, you know, to win arguments or to get the last word in. And do you have the courage to admit that when you're wrong, to apologize to the individual? Because that does take courage. Because the courage is to overcome the fear of embarrassment. And in our minds is that we think that when we have to apologize, we are weak. That we are somehow going to be thought of as less because we have to admit that we were wrong. But we are going to be wrong. And now is that how do you respond to it when you find yourself in those situations? Do you double down on your pride and just say, I'm just going to keep on my perspective? I'm not going to say that I'm wrong. Or are you willing to have the courage to admit that you are wrong, go before the individual that you have wronged and apologize? And by doing that, you'll find out that once you start doing that, once you strip away pride or let humility, humbleness come before you instead of pride, you realize that it is liberating, that it's a burden that's no longer on your shoulders. And you realize that other people will now see virtue in you. Other people will see that that's a strong individual, because instead of continuing to perpetuate a wrong, they want to do what is right. They want to correct that course and be on a path of reconciliation of others, because they don't want to be enemies of other people for the sake of pride. So as you think about your legacy, and again, we talk about design, and courage is a process, and it's a process by design. So you are going to come across situations in which you're going to have to be, you're going to have to stand up for something. Because that's our saying, right? You know, show me a person who doesn't stand for anything, and they'll fall for everything. So think about those moments in your life in which you had to take a stand. You had to take a stand because it was the right thing to do. You had to take a stand because someone was voiceless, someone was powerless, and there was no one else that was willing to help. But you knew that individual needed help, and you were in a position to be the only person to help. And oftentimes what will flash before us is that we'll take the path of lesser resistance. It's easy to turn the other way. It's easy to wash our hands of something and say, that's not my problem. But when you think about going back to, you know, this purpose is that, you know, what's leadership? Leadership is that we call us to edify each other by building enduring relationships. And there are going to be times when leaders have courage, because they will do, you know, true leaders, good leaders, because they will do what is right, not what's popular, not what will benefit them, but they'll do what's right. And in these moments of challenges, these moments that will define our character, how will you respond? And it's going to be very difficult, because we like to think at a spur of the moment that, you know, it'll all just come together and we'll do the right thing. But design is the discipline of thinking ahead. Design is the discipline of anticipating things and thinking about details. Go through this exercise. What's going to happen the next time that you are challenged in which you have to speak up? What will you do? And that's where design comes in. And that's where oftentimes we think about us. We think about the discomfort of us. We focus, you know, we're me-centered. But here, courage has the virtue, and here's where the building block comes in. Because we think about others, we're willing to sacrifice for others, we're willing to put others ahead of ourselves, we are building stronger relationships. And when we build stronger relationships, we start building stronger stories. And this doesn't mean that this won't come at a cost to you. This doesn't mean that you might even be put in, physical harm. And I definitely don't want you putting yourself in those situations. I want to be very careful about that. But one of those things is that we ask ourselves, what our perception of comfort or safety, it's going to come at a cost in certain instances. And we'll think about yourself again in the future as you're designing your life, as you're building your legacy. How will that play out in the future as you look back? And will you have a regret by saying, I should have spoken up? It's challenging. And this is a very difficult subject. It's a very difficult task. And that's why we do admire courage so much, because it is rare. But it doesn't, again, have to be, you know, there's a full spectrum of it. And it doesn't mean that you have to give your life up for it. What it means is that you start thinking about others instead of yourself. And you start thinking about that before I can have the virtues of other things such as patience, goodness, humbleness, or, you know, even telling the truth. All those things that we aspire to is to have the foundation of courage. The courage means that when things are going smoothly and things are going easily, then yes, it's quite easy to, you know, life is a bowl of cherries. It's going great. So no resistance. And, you know, every light's a green light. But what happens is when you come to those tough moments, those dark moments, where you might be the only person there who knows that this is the right thing to do. And it may mean at times confrontation. And again, I want to be very clear. I don't want to get you reckless into any physical alterations that, you know, put you in harm's way. I'm just saying that every day in everyday life, we have opportunities to continue to build and refine the process of courage. So when someone says something, when you see someone picking on someone, or when you see someone doing something wrong, then do you have the courage to speak up? Do you have the courage to say, that's not right? And, you know, conversely is that, the courage of the way we talk about pride. So again, here's the microcosm, or the smaller scale of courage. The courage to say, I'm sorry. When you analyze a situation and you realize that you are in the wrong, do you double down on your pride and keep insisting, I'm right, or I'm not going to give in? Or do you have the courage to say, I'm wrong? Do you have the courage to go to the individual whom you have wronged and apologize? And the reason why we don't do this, the reason why we're reluctant to do this, is that we think that being right, or at least a facade of being right, is a sign of strength, sign of power, or, you know, might makes right. But we're not thinking about what the virtue is, the virtue of humbleness, of humility, that you can go before someone. And you're vulnerable. It is. It's very difficult. You're vulnerable. You're asking that individual to forgive you. You're going to admit that you're wrong. But when you do that, you want to reestablish that relationship with that individual. You want to reestablish that bridge. you're thinking about the greater good instead of yourself. You're not thinking about, you're not being driven. You're not being directed. Your North Star, your true North, is not your pride. Courage, you have many times in your life. And you might have just, you know, at least once a week, you'll have an opportunity where it's going to be a time for you to say, to recognize, this is a courage building moment. And again, it doesn't have to be the extreme of you giving your life for something. It could be saying that, you know, this is right, this is wrong. Therefore, I'm going to speak up because it's important. And it's not speaking up from the sense of being holier than thou or virtue signaling. It's speaking up because your true north has directed you. And again, that's why it's so important to take the time, to invest the time, to find a true north so that you can be guided. So that in these difficult times, you could draw upon that. Draw upon it as to clarity of direction. So going back to legacy building and design. As artists, you have stories to tell and you have a voice. Is your voice going to speak for the people who are powerless? Is your voice going to speak up for people who have been victimized? Is your voice going to speak up for the people who have been wronged, in which no one else will speak up? It takes preparation. It takes a great deal of sacrifice to do that. Not easy. I understand that. But you know, when you think about it, all the things in your life that have been worthwhile are things that you had to put effort into. And this is no different. We want to aspire to be virtuous. But I think Maya Angelou, has something there when she talked about, you know, well, it's a building block, because are you going to be selectively virtuous? Are you going to be virtuous only when it's easy and popular? But the true virtue of courage is going to come through when you might be that lone voice. And you might be the only hand that you know, goes up in opposition to something that you know is wrong. As you are building your legacy, as you are designing your legacy, you think about, you know, when you talk about building, you talk about the building blocks. Courage and seeking courage, seeking opportunities to express it, seeking opportunities to strengthen it, are going to go a long way in terms of building your legacy and the message that you send. And you think about it, Patrick Henry, Nathan Hale, if no one else knows anything about them, you know, we attribute those quotes to them. That's how powerful it is. And that's, you know, the thing about the weight of courage. It has the gravitas. It has the gravitas to move people in the right direction. So your legacy is going to be defined by many things. And one of the things I want you to ask yourself and to really consider is, will my legacy be defined not necessarily by the acts of courage, but by the process of courage? Have I taken the opportunities that are presented to me in everyday life, and have I seized them because I knew it was the right thing to do? Again, a very challenging topic, a very challenging quest, but it's something that is going to be worthwhile, and something that once you get more experience or make the decision, this is what I'm going to do, other people will see that, and you will inspire other people. You will edify other people. You'll elevate other people. So it's going to be one of those things where it's, again, you know, when we do things for our legacy, it's not for us, it's for others. And that when you do that, the ramifications, the ripple effects are going to be tremendous. And there's no time in history in which courage is not needed. And, you know, for courageous people to step up, they will have built a very, very worthwhile legacy. If you're interested in how to build your legacy through design, I invite you to visit my website, truenorthshepherding.com, and sign up for a complimentary session on how we can work together. The next episode, I'm going to look at the very full and nuanced legacy of Steve Jobs. Until then, please give your legacy the time and attention it deserves, because when you do, we all benefit.